This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Cigarettes and Valentine's.
All right, baby.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Oh, same to you.
It's the Sarah and Vinny Show. Yuzi gave me a Valentine this morning. She gave me a little box, a box of roses.
Neato, huh?
Really, really pretty and cute.
I was on Nextdoor a few weeks back, and a lady posted, Mary from Foster City.
Hey, Mary.
She posted, she doesn't know who I am, so it doesn't matter, but she posted that she makes these boxes and showed pictures. So she puts flower arrangements inside these decorative
pretty little, they
boxes.
Almost look like cigar boxes.
Yeah.
They're a little bit bigger
so
than that.
So that's a small one. She does medium and large.
Yeah.
But yeah, just puts that foamy green stuff in there and then sticks roses in there. And it's just so pretty.
They're really pretty. It's
so
just like
I was like, I'll buy two from you. Yes, ma'am.
Cool.
So I went to her house. Me and Alden went to her house yesterday and picked them up.
Oh. So Alden is fully driving you, which is necessary. I don't think I've ever been so scared driving in.
Oh, like, shoot. Today?
Clutching the wheel.
Really? Because it's so windy.
Wow.
So windy. And it's just like, you know, when you're getting blown around on the bridge and it's like pouring rain, you can't see because people's rain is getting in your face too. And just, you know, or not their rain. What is it called? Like a rooster
splash,
tail when
whatever,
somebody's, yeah, the wheels kick up stuff. Yeah. And then I heard the traffic report that Vinny's way was blocked.
I know.
Like, oh, my God. What's the end of the
morning.
World?
Yeah. So how was your drive-in?
It was okay. It's rough out. Rough weather, everyone. But, you know, the main thing that screwed me up was I hit points where I'm doing 30 and I'm like, well, this is not part of the plan. 30.
I did not schedule that.
Bit 30, of a delay.
30 is not going to work. I got a long way to go. I can't be doing 30 right now.
No.
So it's fine, though, everyone. Some points you'll be doing 30. Yeah. And other points you'll be holding your breath as you...
Hoping you get through this.
Dive into a standing water. And
there's a lot of
that is
going
the
on.
Scariest thing to do. It's, you know, you don't know how deep it is. You don't know if you're going to hydroplane. Like, I was white knuckling it the whole way. And Brittany was saying the other day that he doesn't really experience the same kind of like, because we have the same car. And when the wind blows, when I'm on the bridge.
Mm-hmm. Well, the bridge.
I'm like, yeah. Oh, my God. Like,
I never experienced it. I was like, Sarah's just scared.
Well, you deal with flatland the whole way here,
right.
But are you
saying... I feel like I just gassed my way through it. But then lately, the storms, man. So I was talking to Sarah.
Well, yesterday on the bridge, you said
I realized
felt what
how,
I was...
How, yeah, exactly what Sarah was talking about.
Oh, when you left yesterday? Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Like
10:30, he came up here.
11? Yeah.
Right.
There was a huge accident on my way home. Just, I was like, oh, no. Call John. Can you put out a note to everybody that we're going to have to delay a little bit? Guitar John.
You guys did your podcast
yesterday. We did. So we cut a bunch of episodes of it.
A bunch of episodes.
Yeah, a bunch.
We usually do at least two because he's always gone. I do a podcast with Johnny Mosley. I'm really just help ding ding shame.
And Bryn helps you.
And Bryn and I but we're, you know, so it's like he's got his own little group, you know. What I think he really wants is just to have the whole show go and be on his podcast
Johnny
every week.
Does?
Yeah, he was so
Why?
Psyched.
We don't get any words in.
Yeah, nobody does. Nobody gets any words in with Johnny. But that's the beauty of Johnny.
Yeah, he's great.
He is. He's funny. But
well, that's the beauty of your own podcast. It
yes.
can
yeah.
suck and no one can
Absolutely.
Tell you anything about it. Not
it's
that his
human,
does.
That's why you should do one.
But
yeah, human.
I just mean that, you know, your own podcast.
Right.
It's mine.
Yeah, this is what I want it to sound like.
I'm totally going to talk about this now.
Yeah.
So how many is a bunch?
We actually cut three.
Oh,
that's a bunch?
Because the problem is we never know when he's going to be around.
It's
this time of year, he's... Well, like, I've never had to schedule things on on a regular basis with Johnny Mosley, but you know how difficult he is at the best of times just to get him to come here for a 20-minute sit-down. And now it's like we plan them several weeks out. He's like, all right, I'm looking at my schedule. Malia says I have to do this. Or his wife controls
that must
everything.
Be nice. He has a John. Johnny has a John.
He does. Everyone should have a John. If you can get one, they're really good to have.
Yep.
And if you're married to them, you don't even have to pay them. It's great.
You just put out once in a while.
Yeah, once in a while you put out, and that's that. But yeah, so it was just, I am ready for it to stop with the storm.
Oh.
The, what is it called, Vinny? The atmospheric river.
Oh, yeah. I did see a headline this morning.
Yeah. Well, the problem is it's warm.
Yes. It got really warm this morning. I was surprised.
The problem is it's warm. And I haven't looked at Tahoe, but we were getting so much snow, and I fear this is not snow.
Right.
I'll look now, actually.
Yeah. Alden was saying that this is the storm coming from Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And he said on mountaintops there was snowing.
Pineapple Express.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. That's a good movie.
So it's cold enough at night, but yesterday was 44.
That's
today
warm.
Is 40.
That's still all right.
Tomorrow's 28. Oh, next day, and these are daytime temps.
Right.
Tomorrow's 28. Saturday, is 27, 28.
That's what you want.
No, they're okay up there, but here it's pretty warm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I couldn't believe how warm it was when I got in the car this morning. Normally, I crank the heat, and I put my seat on, and today I was barely a mile from my house. I'm like, oh, I'm getting hot! And I look, I'm like, oh, it's 57 degrees. That's why. Because it's actually been really cold the last week or so. The last 2 days have been like, oh. Hmm.
We've put on the heat a few times.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You don't run the heat all the time?
No.
Man, my brother.
Getting, I'm too hot.
My sister-in-law.
Oh, these are good stories. I love
this. This isn't a good story. This is just an aside.
Your people are coming in tonight, though.
No, they're not coming in tonight. Oh, my God.
They're not coming at all?
Oh, they're coming. They're just not coming tonight. So.
Why are you so happy?
No, I'm not. I just didn't.
Seem pretty happy.
Well.
Both your hands went in the air like hallelujah.
No, I'm saying no. Hold them. Stop the presses. Stop the presses. That's what it is. That was not a hallelujah.
I do believe in Jesus. I do believe in Jesus.
Jesus say yes. No, I am relieved that they're not coming until Saturday. Because
Saturday?
They're coming Saturday, not Thursday. I don't know how we all got our lives caught. It's not an hallelujah.
God, listen, Sarah.
I didn't ask God for this. But yesterday, oh my God, I feel like I'm getting all over it. That has nothing to do with it. So my sister-in-law.
Yes. Yeah. Deb.
She is always cold. And I don't know if it's because she comes from the center of the country where it's pretty humid. And I don't know. It's just warmer. I just don't know.
It's way colder there, too, though, in the winter. What is she talking about?
It's colder than it is here, but it's not like Massachusetts. I've lived in St. Louis, and they just don't get the same kind of snow. It's just not, not north enough.
I've never dated boys, but most of the women I've dated seem to be cold all the time. So it's probably, she's not unique in that way. It seems to be a thing.
Well, it's funny because I always have my park on. I'm just not that cold. But man, you go into their house and I swear, they not only have, whatever the heating system is in the condo, they have a space heater in every single room.
Oh, no.
And it is baking hot in that house. And
like grandma hot,
house, right? Yeah. And so we share this little workspace, this she shack, where we do the slappy stuff out of. And I walk in there and she's got the heater on in there. It's like a blast furnace. Like, I'll tell you something.
She's going to burn the places down.
I don't wear a jacket in the she shack.
Good for you.
I actually take my coat off.
She's probably into you. She wants to see what you got.
Oh, you think that's what it is?
It's got to be.
But there she is in like a t-shirt, a shirt over that, a sweatshirt, maybe her jacket, and she's just freezing all the time.
So those space heaters?
Yes.
Like, if there's a chance on a Saturday night, I go and put the space heater on up in the bedroom.
Oh.
And aim it on her side of the bed.
So that she's warm enough to take off all her clothes.
So.
Oh, good one, Vinny. Like, so smart.
Well, I have to. I don't want to do someone who's wearing a sweatshirt.
Oh.
I mean, I want to do her anyway, but, I'm like, come on, man, let's get naked. What is this? We live in California. It's not cold. We're indoors. It's
chilly. 70. It's chilly.
70s is summer
blood.
Day.
It's something in their blood. You can't blame them for that.
Yeah.
I have on the air conditioner all the time.
Oh.
Or,
you've been running hot lately, girl.
I'm always, the last couple of years, I felt like I've been hot.
Yeah. I'm not there. I'm actually sort of looking forward to it. I can take my jacket off once in a while.
It won't be enough. Like, you want to peel your skin off.
Oh. Well,
boy.
I don't want to peel my skin
off.
Yeah, it's
hot. Too much.
But listen, if I start doing the show topless, I need you guys to, you know, bear with me. Sorry, I'm going to have to take my shirt and everything else off again. Yeah. Right up until you see it, and you'll be like, oh, my God, put some clothes on, girl.
Whatever.
Put some clothes on, oh, my God.
Ridiculous.
Ha, ha, ha.
Anyway.
Yeah. So I got the news yesterday.
That they're not coming.
They're not coming. Oh, right. That was the story.
So we started off, yeah.
Well, we started off with my sister-in-law being hot, but then it got to...
Cold.
That's right. Exactly.
And then you were so glad that your people weren't coming until Saturday.
I wasn't so glad.
Hallelujah.
I'm not...
Hallelujah. Jesus say yes.
Nobody can say no.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
So last night, on Wednesdays, I go, my son has night class and he works at Bananas. Shame. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, Alan.
Love
from
you.
Bananas at Large.
Nice person, you.
Yeah. So John is gone all day. So I always go to dinner with my brother and sister.
Oh,
sushi
night.
It's our So last night, their daughter's in town. Taylor, she's like 25 or 26.
Boy, another one, huh?
They have a lot of kids, three kids. So
sheesh,
they're all grown up now. Those and Taylor's fun. Like she's actually, you know, hanging out with us in the she shack. And
but you have become the magnet by which all family is drawn. Like you are the center of you
me.
Seem, yeah. Oh my
they
God.
Came to their, they came to their dad. And,
right,
and
but
mom.
Their dad came to you. And this new family that's coming. Not till Saturday, but you know.
Thank God.
Whew.
Well,
it's a lot.
I don't know if you guys have lived other places for long periods of time, but people don't visit you when you live in St. Louis. You know where they visit you? When you live in California. So for 22 years, I've lived in California, and I've gotten used to the fact that everyone you know is
people
at some
come.
Point going
sure.
to visit you, and usually multiple times. So we've always had to have plenty of guest space. We're, you know, I want to see these people. I'm certainly not going where they live. Ugh. So
these people,
you come to me.
You come to me. You want to yeah. see me. You come to me, and they yeah. want to. You know, they want. You know,
of course. Who doesn't want to come to California?
Exactly.
You live
beautiful.
In some crappy other place.
Exactly.
Some crappy, oh. other, place.
Some crappy other place.
Hello, St. Louis.
But it's funny because people do want to come out, so you have
sorry.
To make accommodations for that. And even John and Deb, my brother and sister-in-law. They have complained to us in the last however long, 6 months they've lived here. They've had a ton of guests. And they're like, oh, I just can't believe, you know, that they're in there. Like, my brother escapes to my house. And as he's standing there grousing about it, I'm looking at him like, mm-hmm.
You're doing the same thing to me, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Get out.
It's like, I just can't be alone in my own house. I just can't. It's always just someone right around that. I'm like, And thinking back to 5 minutes ago when he just walked into my back yeah. door and announced that he was there.
You should change the locks and everything.
Well, I should just lock him. He doesn't have a key.
Right.
So he, so anyway, last night at dinner, yeah. our regular sushi
oh,
dinner,
right.
but we didn't go to sushi. We went to this place that they had these little craft brews and stuff. Because my niece is.
Taylor.
Yes, she's into, you know, specialty beers.
Like, oh, all right. Taylor
is. Of course she is.
Taylor is. Well, you know,
she's 25.
Sure,
that's what they do.
That's
Sarah.
What they do.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there.
She's
I go.
She's a hipster.
No, she's cute. She's a great little girl. She's.
She have a mustache?
No, she doesn't. Nor a beard. She just graduated and she's got her first
a
full-time
man bun,
job.
Perhaps.
And yeah, she did have a bun on. It wasn't a man bun. So we're sitting at dinner and I say, "Oh, you know what? I forgot to text my cousin who's coming in to see." You know, what do they want to feed their kid? Like, I got to go shopping tomorrow because they were supposed to be coming today, as far as we all thought. I'm like, I got to go shopping. I got to go get, you know, whatever they want for breakfast. She goes, oh, I'll text her real fast. So she, my sister-in-law texts her and they write back. They're like, oh, no, we're not coming until Saturday. We're like, what? What? I go back through the text. Sure enough, they're like, yeah, we'll be there Thursday.
Last you knew.
Right. Last all of us knew. I mean, that's we were ready for it. So yeah, they're not coming until they're leaving on Wednesday, which is a day later than we thought they were leaving, but they're coming on Saturday, which is actually good because it's going to be less rainy.
Amen.
They're going to get better weather, which I think will be huge. I mean, it's nobody wants to go visit someplace and then not be able to leave the house because
right.
it's pouring rain.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
they're going up to Bend, Oregon, so they want to see Oregon.
Bend's
they
rad.
Do?
Nice. Oregon's rad.
Yeah,
they'll love it.
I hope it's not pouring. I was like,
well, of course it's going to be pouring.
Right.
It's winter in
Oregon.
In Oregon.
No, it's okay. And you find out in Oregon, they just live.
Yeah.
They're not like, oh, my God, the tragedy. Right. Oh, my God.
Well, how can they be? They have to put
Honey,
up with it.
I'm going to work. I may not be back. It's rough out there.
Yeah. No umbrellas either.
In Oregon, they don't do any of that crap. They're like, yeah, I'm wet. It's water. Everybody calm the hell down.
Yeah.
I pulled out my umbrella the first time I met Icky, and he smacked it out of my hands. He's like, we don't use those here. What are you doing? Like, what?
Don't do that. Unless you want to stick out like a sore thumb.
Well, yeah. I do know he's 6'5", so I was going to be hitting him in the side of the head a bunch. But.
So maybe they do use him up there. He's just like, not you.
You're just the right height. Under Icky's nose and you won't get
it. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Or under his other thing. So anyway, if you're out on the roads this morning, be careful. It is that was the scariest drive-in I've ever had was this morning. I was totally white-knuckled.
Highway advisory, flash flood warning in effect.
Yeah, part of my road got closed down.
Rain for most of the day or what?
Let me look at the weather you gave me. Expect a large delay. Rain continues into the afternoon. Is it tapering off tonight, or are we still getting a little more tomorrow? I think it's still supposed to rain.
I think so, too.
But not like this.
Yeah, I think the wind is supposed to die down.
This feels more like a storm.
It's okay, Stormy.
Yeah. All right, anybody else have anything to add? Hooman, any plugs or anything?
You know, I saw Hooman.
Hooman got to work in 3 minutes. So.
Of course
I saw
did.
Hooman down on the street, and how did I know it was him? He walks sideways.
What?
He's got a weird twist. Is your back hurting you?
I hurt my hip.
Oh, no. Same hip? Same side?
It likes to mix itself up a little bit. Sometimes left, sometimes right.
I swear I could. Just a shadow of him. I couldn't see his face. Couldn't see.
Was
he's wearing,
hand on his back
he's
or
wearing
hip?
Up, no, he's walking like.
I put my hand up on
my
hip.
Sideways.
Tiptoeing like that.
So I have this one really crappy pair of shoes that I should just throw them away.
Yes.
But I think like, all right, I'm just going to hold on to them for another week. But they don't have any grip at the bottom. So yesterday, rain, don't do that. In the crazy rain,
that's you.
I know it is. Talking to myself, I had to walk to, do you know Belden Lane, Belden Alley?
Yes,
super fancy. Anyway, I went there for lunch.
Even the alleyways,
I only hang out in high-end alleys, everyone.
I know. Can you believe this
it.
Guy?
So
I'm walking, and sometimes my shoes can't grip. All right, we got it. Sometimes the shoes can't grip the ground. So as I was walking, I was sort of slipping a little bit, and I was like having to make all these like micro adjustments to hold on. And then by the time I got back to the station after lunching all afternoon. My back was like super sore because of these crappy shoes. So, I don't know. Like last night, I went to bed and it was like really, really sore. But I woke up and it's maybe like still 30% sore.
So. From the micro adjustments,
walking in the rain with crappy shoes
on the best alley in San Francisco.
Do you use like inserts for the?
No, it's just really bad shoes.
Or...
Everything else is okay.
Don't you
just
use
the
those...
one exception, just this one time it ever happened.
What size shoes do you have?
10.5.
I'm going to get you. I'm getting you Skechers.
They
have nice grips.
Don't get me any Skechers.
I'm getting you Skechers. You love pull-on shoes. I've seen. He never even puts his shoes on all the way. Sometimes he just slides his feet in.
Yeah.
They have a pretty decent arch support, and they're definitely. Look at the sole. They're like grippers, man.
Look.
Oh, man.
Sorry. I was looking down
They'll
at my phone.
Grip the pavement, man.
Yeah.
Man.
When you're walking past Gucci in the best alley in San Francisco, you know.
Golden Lane, everybody.
Well, listen, he's got those
slip
cruddy
and fall
shoes.
Or hurt yourself making micro adjustments.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You want to be
I've
able to walk.
Never heard that. That's
you
a new
haven't?
One.
You
no,
heard, micro have you heard of micro kale?
Nor,
yes.
What?
Oh, yeah, micro good. Kale, sure.
Yeah, okay,
I haven't.
We had that in our breakfast sandwich when Aaron brought
it
in.
It was delicious.
I don't know. I just ate that thing. I could go for one now, too, by the way.
Oh
you got
God,
any of those in your pocket?
Let's do that.
What do you need?
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco,
yes!
Serendipity.
Aaron,
this is morning show. I brought a sandwich. I'm not doing that.
Aw, you suck.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Oh, right. I love you too.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.